Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm Jason Logan. That guy there is professional bettor, former odds maker, Todd Furman. And this is the week 15 edition of the podcast. We're going to jump into the odds, jump into our analysis for this week's game, and none bigger than Lions and Bills. Todd, is, you know, we've had a lot of big games recently. Is this the true Super Bowl preview?
I don't know if I'm going to go that far. I think both these teams right now are a little bit flawed, but it'll be interesting to see, Jason, who can mask some of their deficiencies. I mean, Buffalo's defense was downright abhorrent last week against the Rams. This Lions defense supposed to be getting a little bit healthier, but no doubt the biggest total that we have seen on the board so far this season. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if we have offensive fireworks or a game that peters to the finish around 20-17 thereabouts.
we'll see. The FanDuel odds in terms of the Super Bowl matchups, they do have this as the second most likely matchup in the big game behind Chiefs and Lions, which is plus 650. Then we've got Bills and Lions plus 700. Ravens Lions plus 1200. That's not a bad little taste there. And then, of course, you throw the Eagles into the mix. Dell, your Eagles, Chiefs versus Eagles plus 1000. Bills versus Eagles also plus 1000. And then Ravens Eagles, which I think they would just tear up the turf there in the Superdome, would be plus 2,000 for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, some interesting numbers. I mean, looking at the landscape of the NFL right now, I mean, you mentioned most of the teams that have kind of separated themselves from the rest of the pack. I mean, throw a blanket over the Bills and Lions, who I know play the marquee game this weekend, but the Ravens, when they're on their best, the Philadelphia Eagles, if they can sweep all that off-field drama under the rug, which is an interesting storyline to follow. And, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs, who continue their dance between the raindrops, finding ways to block short field goals, finding ways to bang field goals off the uprights, and continue to put forth the worst point differential for a team with their record, trying to join rarefied air with the then Oakland Raiders to win the Super Bowl with a point differential this low.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Chiefs in a little bit. And never seems to be simple with the Philadelphia Eagles at this time of year. Poor Dell. He's going to lose all that hair real, real quick. Before we get going here, we do ask that you like, subscribe, rate, and review. Do all those things for the podcast. Tis the season for giving, so give us a few minutes of your time and let us know how we're doing. All right. All the small print out of the way. Let's go. 600 seconds on the clock. All right, Todd, just 2 weeks until showtime, December 25th, which means the holiday shopping season is jumping right now. I'm curious, is your holiday shopping kind of style, is it very much like your betting where you like to get in early, you like to look for value? Are you the guy that's just grabbing what he can get here the last second?
I've learned over the years that when it comes to holiday shopping, closing line value doesn't exist. I mean, you try and get out ahead of it in June and July, and then suddenly tendencies change. There are injuries you have to update. And unfortunately, if you don't have the ability to set the best foot forward when it matters most right around the holiday time, that you end up with a little bit of CLV that goes right into the trash can. So I kind of like to provide a balancing act. You come up with your lean list and you gradually work yourself through it.
All right. I was wondering because, you know, you're very smart sports better here. If we're buying gifts for NFL teams this year, what are we going to gift them? I've got some teams. Let's see what's on our shopping list. The Washington Commanders. What would you like to get the Washington Commanders for Christmas?
I'd like to get the Commanders a secondary receiving option that they could pair with Terry McLaurin. I mean, you look at how this team has performed. That's the one absence in terms of offensive difference makers. You have an aging tight end in Zach Ertz, De'Ami Brown, Noah Brown. I mean, it hasn't exactly been great opposite Terry McLaurin. So a secondary receiving option would go a long way for the Commanders' playoff prospects.
Yeah, for sure. I went silly. I got them a winemaking kit because they can take all those sour grapes that the Bears fans have right now, and they can kind of make those into like a nice, like maybe a nice Pinot Gris or like a Riesling or something. What pairs well, Todd, with a Rookie of the Year award?
Hey, look, I mean, everyone loves a nice wine and cheese plate, a little charcuterie this time of year. It is the perfect compliment as we watch our waistlines.
All right, the Carolina Panthers, what's on their shopping list?
I mean, it should be a new owner, honestly, but I'm not sure how that exactly works, so you're not going to fire themselves. I would go with a bionic man type replacement for Jonathan Brooks in the ACL that's now been torn
twice. Oh, that's rough stuff.
But it feels like Carolina, for the first time in a long time, Jason, has a little bit of hope, and they're doing the Lord's work at the betting window now. Five straight covers for their backers.
That's right. And that's why I'm getting them a shaving kit, because their balls finally dropped, right? And they've got kind of a nice 17-year-old peach fuzz growth happening here. And wearing the big boy pants this week, laying 2 points against my Cowboys, which just makes me, you know, dread what's ahead for this franchise. Kansas City Chiefs. What do we want to get the Kansas City Chiefs for Christmas?
Oh, we're going to get them a scrapbook for the end of the Eras Tour. So now that Travis Kelce can have his undivided attention on playing football from now through the end of the season. He doesn't have to worry about jet setting across the globe. And we can end the drama, at least for the most part, that I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift will be in attendance at most Chiefs home games down the stretch.
All right. And of course, that's the big betting trend. When she's there, they win and cover, right? 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 No. I'm gonna give them a little vial of holy water because I think we're going to have an exorcism in Arrowhead because it looks like the Chiefs have sold their soul to the devil with the way that they're winning some of these games. I mean, come on. You got to be good to be lucky, but this looks like they're in bed with the Dark Prince at this point. So might have to sacrifice Andy Reid's mustache to the football gods to get them out of that bond. Finally, the Houston Texans. What do we want to put on the Houston Texans Christmas list?
I'm going to get them a brand new blocking sled because I think if you use that in front of CJ Stroud, it would be much more beneficial than what we have seen from the Houston Texans offensive line. But look, maybe the late bye is exactly what the doctor ordered. And by getting rested and reset in week 14, the Texans can finally look like the team a lot of people thought had a legitimate shot to win the AFC before the season started.
I like that one. I'm going to get them an alarm clock. They got to wake up here. They've just been sleepwalking through it thanks to the AFC South kind of being shit. You've got some big games ahead, and if you're going to make a push for the playoffs, you're going to be the number 4 seed. You got to wake up. Miami, Kansas City, and Baltimore await here over the next 3 weeks.
I mean, look, J-Lo, I've heard that you are an aficionado when it comes to a stopwatch versus a timer and which is more important. So you are the perfect man to be gifting this particular prize to the Houston Texans.
That's right. I'll figure it out one of these weeks, right? We're in a bowl season. I don't watch a whole lot of college football. We don't talk a whole lot of college football, but we're in a bowl season. Heisman nominees out. The odds for the top pick in the NFL draft, of course, are on the board. And we've got the two kids from Colorado. You got Sanders. You got Hunter. Sanders being that minus 120 odds on favorite. And Hunter right behind him, plus 170. Do these odds, are these accurate or are these more just more Colorado hype like we've seen over the last 2 years?
You know, I think the price around Shedeur Sanders is relatively accurate because, in my opinion, he may be the perfect fit to be QB1 for the Las Vegas Raiders should they finish with the worst record in the league. Now, if it's not the Raiders' number one, there's a lot of buzz out there that Deion wants no part of his son being a member of the New York Giants organization. So if the Giants finish with the top spot, there's starting to be a little bit of momentum and growing steam that it could be Cam Ward as the quarterback under center for Big Blue.
All right, if it's not those two guys, if it's not Ward, any long shots that could kind of sneak into that number one selection?
You know, I just don't see it. I mean, I know a quarterback out of Penn State, Drew Aller, is going to come back most likely. If he declared for the draft, maybe there'd be a path, but I think it's Shedeur Sanders number one, and until we see a quarterback not come off the board first for all these quarterback needy franchises, just a tough, tough sell.
All right, Todd, we get another good Thursday night football game. We were pretty good last Thursday as well, too. I think we swept the board, which might have been the only bets that we got right there last week. But Rams and Niners, what do you like in this one?
I don't even know why we have to watch the game, because if the betting market's any indication, Jason, the 49ers win this game going away. I mean, they opened 1.5. They're now out to 3 as we record here. Ironically enough, the same number that the 49ers closed in terms of being favored against the Bears last week. Tough, tough handicap because it's a de facto elimination game for these two teams. The one thing we've seen from Sean McVay in December is where he knows money is made. 23-10-1 against the number during this particular month. Lean Kyren Williams under 18.5 carries in the prop market.
Yeah, and very good on a short week. I think he's like 8-1 during his career on short turnaround. And, of course, he wants to stick at the Kyle Shanahan, right? For me, I'm going to go with the tight end for the Niners. I'm going to go George Kittle. It's a primetime game. You got to go with Kittle. I'm going to go over 4.5 receptions. It's minus 102. Brock Purdy, very, very good against zone coverage. The Rams play a ton of zone coverage. And when your QB's good versus zone, your players are probably going to be pretty good versus zone. And Kittle, the number one tight end at PFF versus zone coverage. This is a guy who stepped up big time with Brandon Ayuk going down. He's had 6 catches in 4 of his last 6 games. He had a monster game against Chicago. I like him to shine bright on primetime again and get it done here, putting up 5 or more catches. The CEO of Tight End Inc. Let's get it done in primetime. All right, Todd, time for some touchdown anytime bets here in week 15. I'll get the ball rolling. I'm going back to the well with T. Higgins. Didn't get in, snapped a 3 touchdown game streak against Dallas. Now his price up to plus 165, but he's taking on a Titans team that, outside of, you know, not giving up plays to the juggernaut of Mac Jones, they've given up 7 passing touchdowns to the last 3 teams who had quality QBs, and no QB more quality than Joe Burrow right now. I like Higgins. They're going to double chase. Higgins is going to have a good matchup against a secondary for the Titans that is running thin right now. So Higgins plus 165.
Now, I forced myself begrudgingly to watch that Titans-Jaguars game, and that's 3 hours of my life, J-Lo, that I'm never getting back anytime soon. I'm going to go to a quarterback that I think finds pay dirt in one of the most pivotal games of the entire weekend taking place out in Denver. And that's Anthony Richardson, who's had 2 weeks to heal up from any of the aches and pains of being a run-first quarterback option. This is a Denver run defense that, in my opinion, leaves a little bit to be desired despite counting stats that are through the roof. Anthony Richardson accounted for 3 touchdowns on the ground over the last couple of weeks, and the Colts O-line getting healthier.
It's 2 minute drill time, and that means best bets for week 15. I'll tee us off here. I'm going with Seattle, plus 3, minus 115 at home. I got to channel my inner Shaquille O'Neal here and say, I owe you an apology, Seattle. I really wasn't familiar with your game. They put my best bet of week 14 in a box, blew away Arizona. Their 4th straight win. I'm not overly impressed with the win streak, but I am impressed with this defense. Really picking up on Mike McDonald's schemes in the second half of the season here in the Packers. Now traveling for the 2nd straight week. Potential letdown off the Lions game. If you look at their recent wins, though, they've either had close games against bad teams or kind of beat teams in bad situational spots. I like the points at home at Seattle.
It's a defense that doesn't generate a ton of pressure either. Geno should have some time in the pocket to find JSN down the middle of the field. I'm going to go to a team that I already mentioned a little bit earlier and back the Indianapolis Colts plus the points. High leverage game for two teams. A rookie quarterback against the sophomore. We'll see which offensive-minded head coach comes in with a better game plan. But I think the Colts can do enough to run the football, find success here, and at least throw some looks at Bo Nix that he hasn't been familiar with. I think this game can get loose, but I like the Colts plus the points.
Yeah, sneaky big game. I'm going with Joe Mixon, Houston running back, to go over 19.5 receiving yards, minus 114 out there right now. Houston coming off the bye, and that means Mixon's going to have some fresh legs, and he's always a dual threat to catch the ball. He's been big in this passing game the past 3 weeks. 20 totals, 13 receptions, a collective 129 yards in the last 4 games. He faces a Finns defense that has allowed the 10th most receiving yards to running backs, have given up some big gains to running backs through the air too, 38, 40, 74 yards receiving to running backs. I like Mixon here to go over 20.
Keystone State Showdown, and I'm going to say that points are tough to come by, especially early on in the game between the Eagles and Steelers. I'll go under 21.5 in the first half. We look at Philadelphia. Their offensive woes early in games well documented. The Steelers not much better. But with George Pickens doubtful, this Steelers offense loses their big play threat. Much more methodical moving the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. We saw Russell Wilson really struggle with his average depth of target last week. The one thing that concerns me is all the off-field drama between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, but I still think the Eagles run first and play to a lower scoring first 30 minutes.
Is it a squeaky wheel gets the grease situation with A.J. Brown? Are we looking? Is there any value to A.J. Brown props this week?
It could be the case. I would not bet him under this week, let's put it that way, even if he's force-fed as a target, much to the chagrin of producer Dell.
Poor Dell. I did take the Steelers plus 5.5. It's Tomlin getting points, man. Come on. All right, that is the horn on 600 seconds. Big thanks to Dell, who's going to cut me off right now because I bet against his Eagles. Big thanks to Todd, FanDuel, and of course, a big thank you to you for tuning in and listening each single week. As we do each time we sign off, we ask that you like, subscribe, rate, review the podcast. Let us know what you're thinking. Great time to subscribe to the Covers YouTube channel right now. It's bowl season. We got the NFL home stretch, and then those Christmas Day games for NBA are always fun, and those are coming up soon. Todd, give me some final words of wisdom for week 15.
You didn't think I was going to let you get off the hook entirely by bearing the lead for what we saw transpire Monday night. Now, did you, J-Lo? I just wanted your quick, 30-second assessment of the Cowboys not being able to execute on special teams and maybe knocking Leon Lett out of the iconic Dallas Cowboys highlight when
greasy.
It comes to special teams miscues. So the floor is yours. You have as long as you'd like to defend the Dallas Cowboys' ineptitude when they snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
That is exactly where my brain went, was Leon Lett sliding on in there. I've washed my hands of this team very much already.
Here's the good thing is that, Micah Parsons says he wants Mike McCarthy back next year, so you get to relive this entire experience yet again. So be excited as a
And they'll need to pay him and then not be able to bring in any additional talent. So it's just, it's awesome. It's the Groundhog Day in Dallas. All right. We will return next Wednesday for the Week 16 podcast. But until then, best of luck with your bets. Hey, NFL fans, you can make every moment more this season with a big return on FanDuel. America's number one sports book. So when you get a hunch in the middle of a game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Never waste a hunch at FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in select states or 18 plus and present in DC. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets will expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut or visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.